Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Today on the podcast, we're talking to a kid with a cool story, or more precisely, really cool stories.
Jimmy Barkley, or Matthew Parker,
nope.
Maybe? Olivia? Camilla? Bridget?
Nope.
Lucy Cunningham Schultz?
Nope. Those are all kids with cool stories, but as cool as they are, they're fictional. Our kid today, Jesse, is real, and so is his story. We're talking to Paul McHale Williams, the voice of Trey Calhoun in the club adventure, The Snow Must Go On.
I love a good story, and I kind of know what's coming because I talked to Paul McHale for Clubhouse, so this is going to be good.
Storytelling starts now. Jesse, I am really jazzed to be talking with Paul McHale today because not only is he the voice of Trey Calhoun on Adventures in Odyssey, but he also stars in one of my favorite TV shows right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well, I'm getting ahead of myself, though. Hey, Paul McHale, it was great to see you in California this summer. Thanks for being with us today.
Yes, of course. Thank you guys so much for having me. This is such an exciting experience, and I'm so excited to be talking to you guys today.
Well, yeah, I think we're going to start off with something fun here because we understand you grew up listening to Odyssey and that you waited 10 years to be on the show? Okay, so
yeah.
We're really excited we can make this dream come true for you. So how did you and your family begin listening to Odyssey?
First of all, even after 10 years, I'm so super stoked to be on the show. It has been such an awesome experience. Yeah, back when I lived in San Juan Capistrano, me and my mom, just every day on the radio, like on my way back from school, we were listening to Odyssey on the radio. And even when I was carpooling with my friends, we were listening to Odyssey.
There you go. You know what? I know Bob said he's excited to talk with you, but I am too, because we've had the Trey Way column. It's called The Trey Way, and it's
yes.
A column every month in Clubhouse Magazine about your character. And then to watch you bring that character to life in the studio in July was just so awesome for me. And I just love the humor and just the personality and everything you bring to the character. So I'm just super psyched you're part of the Odyssey team.
I am super psyched too. It's been such a blast getting to meet the entire team behind this, and let alone to be a part of it, like as myself. Number one, I've been reading the Trey Way columns for like, let's just say a while. And getting to play this character, it's just a dream come true, seriously.
So take us back to the moment that you found out you were going to be on the show. Can you recreate your reaction for us?
I literally wrote this down. So if I can recreate this, it would be, no way. It was so funny, the auditioning process for this, because I auditioned over the phone. I was in a vocal lesson before this for like singing, and it was like 90 degrees outside. I had to like sit in my car in 90 degree
and
heat,
so
and I couldn't have the air conditioning on because I didn't want it to interfere with the audition. So yeah, even though I was sweating, it was still so much fun to go out for this character.
So we know you can perform in adverse conditions. Actually, this is a good time for us to do something we call our
TRQ.
TRQ, which stands for Totally Random Question.
Oh.
And that totally random question was submitted by Our Ritter One. And it says,
okay.
And this seems like it's perfect for you, Paul McHale, because you are so familiar with the show. If you had to choose a job done by an Odyssey character, past or present, which would you choose?
Man, that's tough. I got to go with serving ice cream at Wit's End. I mean,
right?
I mean, that's probably like the best job to have, right?
I mean, yeah, unless you want to be like a spy like Jason.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'd rather taste ice cream flavors, right?
Yeah.
If I could dream up and make different ice cream flavors, that sounds fun to me. And less dangerous.
Like when you're selling the ice cream, nobody's around, you know, you could sample
yeah.
your own stuff. And yeah, it's a dream come true.
All right. Our Ritter won.
There you
Thank you for your question.
Exactly. So
thank you so much.
Already just from talking with you, it's obvious that you have a great sense of humor. And several members of the Odyssey team have actually commented on your excellent comic timing. So what exactly is comic timing? And is that something you practice or is that just a natural ability that you have?
Well, number one, thank you guys so much for saying that I'm funny. I would definitely say comedic timing is basically just saying the right thing at the right time mm-hmm. that brings the essence of funny out of it, just naturally. It's definitely something that I've practiced just watching, or I'm sorry, listening to Adventures in Odyssey, watching shows that I grew up on. And I guess I started to mimic that a little bit, like, you know, the silent pauses that you have before you say something and being really natural. That's another thing that I've really like seen has brought out the funny factor, is just being natural, like how you would normally react to something. Like if something is crazy, like I usually like, I'm going to put this in piano terms, I'll like hit a D5 on a piano if I'm like something crazy, like in my voice will go like into space is how high it will go sometimes.
Okay.
And I've just seen that, like, that mimicking that is definitely something that makes people laugh, because, you know, you're just being yourself. Being yourself is always, like, people say laughter is the best medicine. I feel like being yourself is definitely one of the ingredients in that quote.
Yeah. And it just seems to me like it'd be harder to make somebody laugh through audio, right? Because so much of comedy right. can be physical or facial expression mm-hmm. or all those sort of things. And when you were acting out the character in this upcoming episode of Odyssey, we saw you taping in July, you had all those facial expressions and things going on. So do you have any right. tips for our listeners on maybe how they could be more funny? Because everybody likes to make people laugh.
Right. If I gave any tips, it would always be to have a lot of energy, because whether you're introverted or extroverted, you're always going to have energy in whatever you do. And whatever you're doing, you know, drawing, making friends, talking to people, it's just it just has this natural positivity to it. And yeah. positivity always turns into smiling, which always turns into laughing.
Oh.
So, just being positive.
I love that, cuz sometimes, you know, like people can turn, you know, sarcastic or mm-hmm. mean, sometimes mean-spirited in their humor, but that's definitely not you. You come across, like you said, really positive. And you bring a positivity to Trey, even though he's a kind of a melancholy character at times. But talk about what it's like playing a younger brother on the show. And do you have any siblings in real life?
Yes, I do. It's funny how easy it was getting into this character, because Preston, who plays Cooper on the show, plays my older brother. And I actually have two older brothers. Like, the age gap is about 8 and 10 years.
Okay.
And I definitely feel like this experience that I've had playing Trey with Cooper on the show has been so realistic. There are definitely moments when I'm like joking around with my brothers and we're having like so much fun, like Trey and Cooper do on the show. And it's just so much fun reenacting that with Preston, because he's such an awesome guy. Not only is it like realistic and relatable, but it's also the fact that Preston is so good at playing the older brother too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your other credits include a Netflix series I am totally into right now, Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous, where you play Darius. For listeners who haven't seen that animated show, give us a quick rundown.
For a quick synopsis of the series, six kids get the chance of a lifetime, basically, beta testing of a camp at Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, when the dinosaurs start to wreak havoc on the island like they do in the movie, these six kids that have nothing in common and have never seen each other in real life before, they basically have to band together and go from camp friends to real friends to straight up family to survive the havoc that these dinosaurs are like wreaking right now. And I love it so much, because there's just been so much chemistry and friendship and camaraderie among us that it's just like, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
You're doing a great job on that show. Talk about doing voiceover for Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous and how that's different or similar to the work that you do with us on Adventures in Odyssey.
Adventures in Odyssey and Jurassic are two somewhat different aspects, I guess, in the sense of how they're created. You definitely have to bring, and this is actually for both of them, you have to bring a lot of energy to voiceover as a whole, because you're not only bringing like the voice, but you're also bringing, you know, the body language, the energy of being in certain situations that would like sometimes be straight up impossible, right?
Right.
So
right.
That's probably one of my most favorite things about voiceover in both Adventures in Odyssey and Jurassic, is getting to feel that contrast between being on camera and portraying my emotions just through a microphone. And that's, it's just so much fun. I love doing it.
Paul McKell, I seem to recall a story about you having to do some ADR for Jurassic World that you had to go back and do after your voice had changed. What was that about?
I originally recorded Jurassic in my very first recording was way back in, I want to say, November of 2018. I was about 12 years old when I did that. So my voice was like really squealy and squeaky and high, you know, before like all the puberty stuff kicked in. So when I was doing season 3, I was still doing audio dialogue replacement for season 1. So I had to pitch up my voice like 3 or 4 octaves to match that. And it was really fun though, because sometimes I got to like hear my voice and then they would be like, okay, you hear that? All right, now try to match that. And I'll be like, oh, okay.
Vocal matching yourself. Wow.
That's yeah. It was really fun.
I love that. You know, we noticed that you posted a Bible verse on your social media at Easter.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite verse?
I don't want to be stereotypical with it, but my favorite verse is always going to be John 3:16. Mm. I love this verse because it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And the reason I love that so much is because it's basically saying that nobody is perfect and everybody makes mistakes. And the key to having everlasting life is realizing that you're not perfect and realizing that all you have to do is believe in the person that was perfect and believe in the sacrifice that he made. It's not about like being perfect so you can get into heaven. No, it's realizing that somebody sacrificed their lives so that you could have everlasting life. That's the key, you know?
Yeah, it's really well said.
So, Paul McKell, how does your faith in God intersect with your acting? Some artists have said that Hollywood is a tough place to be a Christian. Have you found that to be true for you?
Not tough in the aspect of like temptation or anything like that. It's definitely tough in the aspect of there's not much faith-based work currently. When I say that, I mean, I was waiting like, I was always praying, asking for the Lord, like, when am I going to get a faith-based thing, you know? Like, when am I going to get to tell the world about, like, you know, who God and who Jesus really is? And I have had to turn down some things, you know? I know that everything that I go out for, it's really about having the will to say that, like, you know, my faith in God, it doesn't really, you know, match up with what I've been called out to do. So I would like to turn this down.
Yeah, there's going to come a time when you're going to look back on your career, you're going to scroll through your IMDb listing, and you'd like to know that the things that are on that list are things you're proud of, right?
Exactly.
And it's so cool how you're, you know, trusting God to lead you and how he is making your dreams come true. And we started off this podcast talking about a dream. And so let's finish there too, because we read this section of your biography online and it said that Paul McKell loves all things video games, but his true passion is his love for the Lord and people. His dreams to one day build transitional homes for the homeless and those in need. And his message is simply, you got this, never give up. I love that sentiment. So tell us more about your dream to build homes for the homeless and when that dream started.
Yeah, once I started getting into this business, I started seeing the toll that homelessness was taking on people in Los Angeles, and I started asking my mom like mom, why are all these people like, you know, sleeping on the sidewalk and stuff? And she was like, well, sometimes people, you know, they don't have enough money to afford homes in this day and age, you know? And I was like, well, why don't people just like make homes for other people for free? And she was like, well, maybe that's something that you could do. And that's something that I've stuck with for so long, is wanting to build transitional homes for the homeless and build shelters just so they have somewhere to go. And it would be completely free, and I would fund the whole entire thing as soon as I get enough funding to. Yeah, that's just one thing that I've held in my heart for a long time.
Oh, that's
awesome.
And
I can't wait to do it.
That's great. You mentioned your mom a few times, and she's a sweet lady. One of the memories I have of our time this summer was She was listening to you performing outside the door, and I invited her to kind of come into the room. And she said, no. She said, I don't want to distract him. I don't want to be in his sight line. But she's in your corner. She's there. And it's great to have somebody like that kind of giving you some guidance and cheering you on from the sidelines.
My mom and dad have been there for me since the very, very start, you know, taking me on auditions. My mom's faith in the Lord is unwavering. It's just made me so excited to see what God has in store for me next, you know?
I think talking about parents is a perfect way to end this Focus on the Family podcast.
Yes.
So Paul McHale, it was awesome getting to know you better today. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me. It was so fun being on this podcast. I mean, this is my first podcast, by the way, so that's awesome.
Hey.
but awesome. Yeah, I mean, just having fun and talking about the Lord and talking about family, it's just been such an awesome experience.
And dinosaurs. And who can beat that?
You know, and what dinosaurs, a combination. Yes.
So look forward to seeing
you. Yes, the Lord,
you.
Family, and dinosaurs.
Don't get eaten, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk with you again soon.
Yes, of course. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for having me.
You bet. You can hear Paul McHale as Trey Calhoun in The Snow Must Go On. It's in the club now.
And you can read about Preston Butler III, who plays his brother Cooper, in this month's Clubhouse magazine. Preston and Cooper are both on the cover. You'll want to check it out at adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast by clicking on the link.
In other news, we've got the Album 71 finale coming up on the radio and online this weekend.
This is the next episode in the Olivia story arc, and it sounds like a critical moment. Here's a preview.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey, travel with Olivia Parker to first century Israel.
Spare a shekel for the blind.
How much money did you make?
I made nothing.
You take Ezra into town every day?
Every day since he was a boy. He wants to earn his keep.
I heard today of a man who has been in Jerusalem for a few days.
Yeah?
His name is Jesus.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey.
That's this weekend on the radio and online. We'll have links to listen on our website.
And since this is the album finale, you know what that means.
Oh yeah, it's time for another Q&A podcast with the team. If you have questions about the recent Album 71, the upcoming Album 72, the Olivia story arc, what's going on in the club, or you just want to give us a shout out, call on our toll-free comment line at 1-855-784-WIT. Or 9448. You may hear your question on a future podcast.
And always be sure to get your parents' permission before you call.
I always enjoy those podcasts, Jesse, because I'm going along thinking I know everything that's coming on Odyssey, and then the team reveals something new.
That's part of the fun, for sure. But the fun is done for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Our website is adventuresinodyssey.com. You can join the club at aioclub.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.